Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Success Academy. This is session one in week one of your eight-week series. This is your friend and coach, Tiffany Peterson. I am so looking forward to today's session and to the kickoff and for this entire eight-week journey. You guys, seriously, yesterday, this happens to me every time, the weekend leading up to our kickoff, I just start feeling this, like, butterfly excitement, Christmas Eve type energy as we head into a brand new session. Why I get so jazzed about it is because I know the possibilities that are in store. I've been doing this course for almost 9 years at this point, offering it somewhere between 3 to 4 times a year. And I've had lots of beautiful humans go through this course. And I've seen such significant changes over and over and over again. So you're in store truly for an incredible new beginning. I posted that in our Facebook group yesterday, late afternoon. If you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, please do so. You can find us there, Success Academy Spring 2021. And we've been linking it in the emails that are going out to you. You'll want to join there. There'll be different additional content and quotes and ways to get to know one another in the program, the various group members that have come together for this particular season. And if not, no pressure. I understand there might be some of you that say, oh, I'm not on Facebook. I get that. But I'm going to nudge you and encourage you to be there as well. But I did a video for y'all on Friday, just a short welcome video and a few ways to maximize this course. But again, yesterday, as I posted, trust the magic of new beginnings. You're on the cusp of a brand new beginning. Here in the United States, in the northern hemisphere of the world, we're more in this springtime energy and this new beginning energy. I love the vibe of that. And so I think this is a perfect time for you to be planting seeds, figuratively, literally, symbolically, right, of the new growth and the next levels and the things that you want to exceed at or achieve. What's in store for you is a variety of things, but specifically we're going to be working on nourishing and taking better care of you, you as the vessel, the power plant, if you will, to your own life, with your own self-care habits, permission, allowing, receiving, getting deeper entrenched and stronger roots in your sense of self-trust and personal integrity, where you're in alignment, right? A lot of times we hear this word around manifesting and law of attraction, and I love studying those kinds of concepts, right? You've probably heard of the movie The Secret or listened to various things, maybe Abraham Hicks, or just listening or studying these things. But really is this concept of alignment. It's putting you into alignment, therefore you're in the zone, you're in the lane, and you're aligned to receive the very things that you desire. And the second part of this course is definitely around nourishing your businesses and your ideas, your creative projects, your leaders, your prospects, your business system of ways to systematize and duplicate and create growth to whatever business or career path ideas or goals that you have as well. So you guys, you're just in store for an incredible journey. I'm so looking forward to seeing what transpires for you in this experience. And a lot of what transpires, of course, is up to you and how you choose to show up and navigate this course. You're going to be given a feast of information and of support and options and resources as we go through this. And, of course, take what resonates with you, right? You're probably not going to take everything that's on the support table. But whether you feast or nibble here or somewhere in between, that's entirely up to you. I just want you to know that I'm thrilled that you're here and that great things truly are in store. In 60 days, you can see a lot of change. Over the years, I've seen people significantly, many times over, I've seen people write me testimonials. They've doubled their income or their sales. They've rank advanced in their direct sales company. They got a promotion at their job. They attracted a great relationship, whether personally or professionally. They wrote a book. They started a business. They completed something they knew they needed to complete. They got in healthier habits, lost weight, you know, got a book publishing deal. I mean, there's been several times over so many various things. And I don't say that you've got to feel overwhelmed, like, oh, I've got to achieve a massive thing, but you are here to make progress. And if you show up open, coachable, committed, you are going to see some significant change and shifts within your life. I want to jump ahead in your Success Academy workbook, which I am going to encourage you to print off a physical copy. You all own this for life. So I know some of you might say, oh, I don't actually want to write in it. Yes, you do. And you can print a copy you don't touch that's clean and pristine, and then a copy that you can write in. but you may want to send it to your local coffee shop and have them print it off in a spiral bound type workbook. I personally, as I modeled for you in that Facebook video, I do a three-hole punch binder, and that three-ring binder, and so you can print it off and then three-hole punch it yourself or send it to your coffee shop and have them print it for you in three-ring binder or three-hole punch as well. But I want you to go to page 4 in your Success Academy workbook. We are going to cover a couple little housekeeping items, and then we're going to be jumping into today and this week's focus, which is looking at self-confidence and that self-care equals success, and we're going to be looking at you establishing, recommitting to, or up-leveling your own self-care and self-investment in the vessel. You're in store for an incredible share for this session here today. But on page 4, the thing I want to just lead out with is you're going to hear me reference back to this throughout our entire course, but I think it's really important this gets said really early on out of the gate, because this is really about a mindset, and how you choose to navigate this course and your life will obviously directly influence and produce the results that are going to show up for you. But on page 4 at the top there, it says core coaching philosophy, and there's 3. The first one, number 1, is at times you'll hear me say this phrase, perfect, no, committed, yes. I'm not asking for you to be perfect at this course, and I wouldn't put that on yourself either. Perfect is what, number 1, it's not real. But perfection is actually a fear-based behavior, perfectionism. Right? Perfectionism, I like to say, is fear dressed up in haute couture. It's like fear in a nice handbag, a Gucci or Louis Vuitton handbag, right? That it's fear is just, perfectionism is just fear magnified, right? It's a prettier way of dressing up fear. So I'm not going to ask, and for those of you, just take a deep breath with me, that know that that's one of your tendencies, is like, I've got to do this course perfect or not at all. You know, that all or nothing mindset. And I'm asking you right now to make a decision that this experience for you will be about progress. You want to write that for me in your notes so you can see that's point number 2. But perfect, no, I'm not asking you to be perfect. I don't ask my close friends or my, you know, sweetheart or, you know, you as coaching clients. I don't ask anyone to be perfect. But you do ask for commitment, right? Commitment is where you change the game in your life, in a relationship, in your health and fitness journey, in your professional goals. Is looking at this commitment aspect, right? Perfect, no, but committed, yes. And sometimes in life, the reality is we have to renew our commitment. Just like sometimes couples will have a renewal of a vow ceremony, or you recommit again to your fitness goals, or you recommit to nourishing your network, or recommit to that creative project. You're not a failure for that. It's about progress, right? And often success is not this straight line. It takes its curves and twists and turns and so forth. So as we go through this course, I'm asking you to make a decision today that you're going to release perfectionism, you're going to embrace commitment, and you're really going to just choose to focus that this is about progress, which is point number 2 or philosophy number 2, is to cultivate a progress mindset. Write for me in your notes, progress equals happiness. Tony Robbins said that years back, and that simple life truth, progress equals happiness. When you're progressing, you feel fulfilled. Have you noticed that? Right? Whether you're progressing on decluttering your home and getting super organized, to progress on your business or your fitness goals, that you've done your things that help you feel better. But we're looking at the mindset and practices around progress as your measurement of success, replacing that concept of perfectionism. Right? Because again, when we study success, this has been my life's work for almost 20 years. I spent almost 8 years, it was 8 years exactly the day that I left my corporate career, but I worked for some really popular brands, Jack Canfield, Franklin Covey, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I helped them make millions and millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars in personal coaching. And that started back in 2001, love, 20 years ago. It started in the fall of 2001 working for Franklin Covey Coaching. And I learned so much about mindset, about sales, about intention and communication. And I'm so forever grateful for that history in my life. It really influenced me for the positive. I've now had my own business, just crossed the 11-year mark in January. I've been self-employed, speaking and coaching to all kinds of conferences and environments, mostly spending time at the small business arena. And loving that experience. But why I tell you that is the study of human behavior is my life's work. Why do people change? How to help them change? what's going on mindset-wise, and that's where it's all at, is one of the biggest roadblocks that I know that you have faced or will face is some form of this perfectionism. Even if you don't identify and see it that way, is, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough to start, or I'm not, once this, I'm going to get ready to change, or to put myself out there, or launch the website, or write the book, or share the this, or do the thing, is that often we get stuck waiting versus progressing. And we're after progress here, love. You have fulfillment, you have success, you have momentum in your favor when you're moving into the progress mindset and behaviors. And finally, number three is to have this mindset and this choice to observe, not judge, yourself and others. Please write that for me in your notes as well. Is often when we're looking at change, we can be a really harsh judge on ourselves, and then we can, of course, be judgmental about others. Judgment keeps you stuck. It's like glue. Wayne Dyer says it this way: you don't remedy anything by condemning it. When you're in condemnation of yourself or someone else, it's like you just put glue on those feelings or on those behaviors. So at times, as your coach, I'm going to ask you to do inventory. We're going to be looking at some of that today. But to do it from a mindset of I'm choosing to observe, right? Because we observe things and look at patterns and habits. And gosh, Tiff, I have this habit of, you know, I get started, I get moving, and then I unplug my lamp and I self-sabotage. Or I'll start making progress and then this will happen or that thing. Or I'll start things but not finish them. Or I have this thing or that thing, or this person's really driving me crazy, right? It's okay. You get to be a human. But I'm just asking you to choose into, to observe, not judge. Now, these three core coaching philosophies, if you commit to living those three things, that in of itself, if you practice these, you'll get your money's worth of this course. Because the shifts you'll start to see, the follow through, the mindset, the way that you're navigating life and relationships, and the way you're showing up most importantly for yourself, will have a significant shift. Like the rudder on a ship, you'll shift yourself into an entirely different outcome because you're cultivating this. But I just like to start there because, again, right out of the gate, we're pumped and we're excited and this new thing and this new course and I'm going to do it and buy all the magical highlighters and, you know, do the thing here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love office supplies, by the way, so I just called myself out on that. But, you know, it's like you start something new and you're all fresh and all excited. But, you know, roll into week four or week six or in week three and you go, oops, I got distracted or I took a trip with family or something came up with one of my kids and I didn't finish my assignment. So, well, I guess I'm out. Forget it. I'm done. Again, I've been studying human behavior 20 years. I know how it works. So that's why I'm asking you to make a decision right now is to say you're not going to get this perfect, but you're going to make a lot of progress and learn some skills and tools and principles and habits that will set you up to win. Now, we're going to put about 8 months worth of coaching into 8 weeks. Right, I do get that feedback at times. Tiff, we could take one of these weeks and do a whole month of them. I said, I get it. I feel you. I hear you. You're getting a lot of value in a short amount of time and a lot of content and depth. Yet to keep the price point in a very accessible price point, you know, of course, we're doing it in 60 days versus 8 months. But there's a lot of richness here. And the gift of Success Academy is now that you're here, you own it for life. These recordings you come back to later today, you're going to get an assignment email sent to your inbox with this week's assignment, focus, a couple of items to be working on and applying. You'll also have a link to setting up your membership site that you can log in, and therefore, again, now you have lifetime access to your recordings and these assignments that will be there. So just know that you don't have to get this all perfect. I'm just asking that you show up committed and willing to do the work, and you will see a significant shift. It's powerful, again, game-changing. But mentally, I need you to give yourself permission right out of the gate, right here today, for listening back to this recording, make a decision, maybe even put it in writing, is I allow myself to make progress. I am committed to me and to my goals, even if that means I have to recommit many times over. You know, I was out on a run this morning before we got started and recommitting once again to my own fitness goals and some self-care and doing those types of things, but I get to recommit regularly too. I just think we want to shift the mindset off that perfectionism that sets us up to fail and make a choice into I'm committed and I'm going to make progress. And I might need to recommit to that progress a few times, and that's just fine. So as I've just mentioned, here's your Success Academy workbook. Again, I want to invite you to print that off. A few other final or just simple housekeeping items that I invite you to consider or to look at. You will also need a copy of Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles. You're also welcome to get it on Audible. I just know the Audible is an abridged version, but I do believe that every chapter that I'm going to invite you to read as one of your assignments throughout the week and throughout the course is included in the Audible version. So if you want to listen to it, that's actually what I was listening to on my walk and my run today, is listening to Jack talk about some things related to goals and so forth. I'm a master certified facilitator with his work, The Success Principles, and I love to call it sometimes, as I said in that Facebook video, The Success Bible. And we're not going to go through the whole book. You can read as much as you want and go forward, you know, beyond the weeks that we're in. But I'm going to pull from some of that material to help highlight and to add to the concepts and modules we're teaching over these 8 weeks. But you will need that copy of that book. I also strongly encourage for you to order a copy of the book, The Big Leap, L-E-A-P, like Leap of Faith, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. It's one of the best books in personal growth that I've ever read. And my private coaching clientele, they have to read it as part of working together. I'm going to say just as strongly, I want you to get that book, again, on Audible or physical copy. Some of you have already read this book. But if it's been more than 6 months, I want you to be refreshed in it. And you can read it part of your morning ritual, in your drive time, as you're running kids in carpool or going to the office or to business meetings, as you're preparing dinner or getting ready, whatever it might be. You have a lot of spaces where you can be listening to content, right, as you go as well. So why I'm such a big believer of The Big Leap is every one of you has learned how and navigated struggle. What many of you are not as familiar to is learning how to thrive. And to allow yourself to succeed, allow yourself to receive, especially as a woman. We have an all-female-based group so far, right? We have still a handful of coach consults that my team is doing this week, so you never know. But we occasionally have a few gentlemen join us, but we have an all-ladies group this go-around, and that's mostly who I work with, and I love it. But especially as women, one of the narratives, the old narratives that we're switching and changing and that you're also helping to pioneer is women being empowered to thrive in their gifts, to own their voice, their gifts, their talents, their desires. And so just realize that for some of you, what we're helping massage as a coach, like a fitness coach that prepares you to run a marathon or do a bikini competition, they're conditioning you. Well, to pull back the curtain, what I'm going to be doing over these weeks with you at some level is conditioning you to receive, that you're prepared for the rank advancement, the doubling of the sales, the growth of your Instagram account, or the attraction of a great new relationship, or a renewal or revitalized relationship. But we're putting you in a space where you're being conditioned to receive. And a lot of times, again, is you know how to struggle. Every human has struggled at some level or another. But what not every human is familiar with or comfortable with is success. Is attention, is influence, is income. And The Big Leap helps us get there of understanding, why do I self-sabotage? Why do I at times unplug my own lamp? At some level, what he's asking that material is, how good can you stand it? So I do invite you to get that book as well. You listen to or read as part of your morning ritual or in the evenings or while you're driving again on the go. That's entirely up to you. Next item of housekeeping is I'm going to invite you to have an accountability buddy as you go through this course. It is not mandatory, but strongly encouraged. It's someone that you're partnered up at random by my team, Heather and Lori, who are my virtual assistants. If you say yes, you simply email Heather@TiffanySpeaks.com and say, yes, I'd like an accountability buddy. And then she at random is going to partner you with someone else in the course that you can connect with. And that you're going to share with and check in with each other on a little more frequent basis, perhaps daily, whether it's a text, an email, a Marco Polo, a Boxer, that I invite you to meet once, perhaps by Zoom or by phone call, and share short and sweet. Maybe you take 30 minutes and each share 15 minutes, a little bit about one another, your life personally, your businesses, and then sharing your goals. and then that you use utilize an accountability partner where, again, via text or Voxer, somewhere short and sweet, you check in maybe, say, Monday through Friday or all 7 days, where you show up for each other and you're checking in to say, yes, check, check, I did my morning ritual today, my mirror work you'll hear about, or I did this progress thing with my business, you know, the various goals that you're working on specifically as well. If you'd like an accountability partner, I invite you to email Heather today or within the next 24 hours, let her know that so she can get those assigned by the end of this week. I've mentioned joining the Facebook group. And the final thing housekeeping-wise I just want to highlight is we do have a Zoom meet and greet this Friday, where we'll be meeting via Zoom at the same time we met today for approximately 90 minutes. I don't know if we'll use all of that, but we have the time where we can see one another face-to-face and get to know each other and what we're about and who else is in this course. It's not mandatory. I know not all of you can make it. We have some friends in Australia. We have a love in Ireland and then a lot of people throughout the U.S. I mean, we're spread literally around the globe for this course. So this is why it's so cool you're here, as well as you're connecting with like-minded people spread all over the world, literally. And I've seen so many people go on to be great friends, to be each other's clients, to buy from each other, to support one another. You just never know the magic of that partnering and that relationship that will take place here. But we do have a Zoom meet and greet at 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon. I will send you an email that morning, again, reminding you with the Zoom link. I also went out in this morning's email as well, so you already have it. If you can join us for some of the time, all of the time, that's awesome. Would love to see you there so we get that face, you know, facial, so to speak. We can see one another face-to-face as we connect. The rest of your sessions, Mondays and Wednesdays, will be at the same time on the same conference line. You can plug that into your cell phone and save it so you've got it there. Don't have to look it up each week. And each morning that we're meeting live, you'll be receiving an email a few hours before with the webcast link as well if you want to join in. But we are audio only. So if maybe sometimes you're going to meal prep while you listen, or you might be on the go, totally understand that. If at all possible, though, I am inviting you to create as much focus space when we meet live and that you can tune yourself in. So if you haven't done that yet this morning, do so. If you're currently scrolling Instagram or checking email while you're listening, I am going to invite you to log off those distractions, take a deep breath, allow yourself to drop in and to receive and hear present to being open to that. I promise, again, if you show up open, you are going to see a significant experience here. I just want to highlight page 3. I know we already skipped to page 4, but page 3 at the top says guidelines for optimal growth. I'm going to cover this in about 2 minutes or so we can move into today and this week's content. But just some items just to be aware of consciously to say, okay, I'm going to choose in. And here are some of those guidelines that help you, again, have a great experience. Number one, as I was just mentioning, to choose. These are all choices. So choose to be open and teachable to new ideas, concepts, and learning. Some of the things I share with you, you're going to say, oh, I already know that. I get it. But I'm regularly working with coaches, masterminds, and content myself. Even if it's stuff that I've known, it's renewing. It's going deeper. Repetition is truly the mother of mastery, right, of coming back to that. But choosing to say, I'm going to be open and teachable. Number two, to choose in to play full out. Like anything in life, you get out of it what you put in. I'm not asking for perfect, as we've covered, but I am asking you to say, hey, I'm going to get on the field. I'm going to show up. I'm going to post questions or raise my hand on the Q&A calls when I need support, when I need help. I'm going to do the assignments. I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to show up and do this in a way that I'm fully engaged. Number three, if at all possible, to attend the calls live or listen to the recording, if not, within 24 hours. If you haven't yet added the Success Academy dates to your calendar, please do so, that you've got those then booked into your schedule. The one modification that we need just to be aware of is that Memorial Day here in the United States is, it's May 31st, that Monday, May 31st. On that week, we're going to be meeting on Tuesday, June 1st, and Wednesday, June 2nd. So that should be just one simple modification. But if you want to plug those in, even if you can't attend live, seeing them show up in your calendar will remind you to listen to that recording within 24 hours. Number four is to complete your weekly homework assignments. Number five, that you dedicate time daily, about 15 to 20 minutes to success habits. You'll need a total of about 3 to 4 hours a week for the live calls or recordings. and doing the assignments and so forth. But to be clear, the assignments aren't just busy work. They're moving you towards habits where you're working on yourself and your own wellness, as well as the wellness or the thrive and growth of your business. But you will need that kind of time. But yes, you are going to hear about some success habits today that we start today and move with through the next 8 weeks together. Number six, the conscious choice to be willing to expand your comfort zone to achieve better results, that you're choosing into that for yourself, that you're saying, okay, I'm in a stretch. You are here to grow, right? To be so clear about that, it's like, oh, that's right, I'm here to grow. And growth often comes, of course, with a little bit of that stretch. And finally, number seven, as I've just highlighted and touched on, I invite you to optimize this course, again, to utilize an honor and accountability partnership for support. You might already have a private coach or an accountability partner, and you might say, yes, I'm good, I have that, and I'll just incorporate my assignments there. This is totally a choice, but it is a way that you maximize your experience here. If you want to sign and date that and say, yes, I'm choosing in for me, it's not about you're committing to me, you're committing to yourself to say, yes, I'm choosing in to grow. Let's go on to page five. We're going to be on page five and six, as well as seven. You're going to hear that, and eight and nine. We actually will go through page 10 today in our Success Academy workbook, if you have that in front of you or pulled up on your desktop or laptop. But as you think about life and you think about growth and you think about the ways that you influence those things, you influence your growth, you influence your success, self-confidence is at the core. How you feel in your own skin has so much influence. It's like your fingerprints. You put them all over everything, your bank account, your body, your relationships, your opportunities. How you feel with you has such an influence to how you show up in the world, how you are online or in person with your team. Now, no one has perfect self-confidence or perfect self-esteem, right? Just to be clear. But the great news, and what I want you to take away today, the hope and the awareness, the possibilities, is that self-confidence is a choice, and it's also a habit. If you want to write those two things down, it's a choice and it's a habit. You don't just, you know, I get, like, based on how you were raised and your environment and various things, humans, they come into, those of you with kids and parents, or even like me, if you're a great, you know, an auntie and nieces and nephews, the understanding is that, you know, kids, they have their own personalities. This is true. And some kids do. They come in with, they just maybe have a little more fire and zest and willingness to go for things, where some might be a little more timid or shy or hold back. You know, very, again, these are all just labels that we're giving it. But realizing that self-esteem, self-confidence is a choice and it's a habit. But everything is energy, my friends. Write that for me, big, bold, large, and in charge in your notes. Everything is energy, including you. And one of the most influential things you can do to grow your business and your opportunities is to choose in to invest in you and that self-confidence, which is an energy to help you grow your business and your opportunities, right? That experience where you go, yeah, I feel more confident and comfortable in my own skin. Perfect at that? No. But you can choose today in this moment to say, I'm going to choose in to grow this. I'm going to make some habits or recommit to some habits that help me feel more comfortable, confident, body, mind, heart, and spirit. You know, my physicality, my mindset, my heart, my emotional, my spiritual life, that I'm going to be committed to some of these habits that help me nourish and help me grow. But for most of us, it's not something, again, you're just born with. It's a choice. It's a habit. And it's something that you can lean into and that you can grow, right? We can all probably relate to that. Like, I think about junior high time frame. Right? And I don't know about you, but for me, junior high was rough. Oh my gosh, it was rough. I had no self-confidence. I'm a natural redhead, and I grew up here in Salt Lake City, Utah, which Utah has changed a lot over the years. We have massive tech business here now, and so it's different infusion and all kinds of great things, but we didn't have a lot of diversity. And being this little redhead, and I was this scrawny little stick, you know, I didn't break 100 pounds till my senior year in high school. And some of you just are like, well, yeah, tough problem, broad, you know. But I was this tiny little stick. And then to make matters worse, since I'm a natural redhead, I'm so fair and so just glaringly white, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my gosh. And then to make matters worse, in junior high, my red hair was permed. So it was like I had this red afro, and to give you a visual, I looked like a red velvet cake pop, this sickly white tiny little body and this massive permed red hair. Oh, my gosh. Now, I have a lot of empathy and grace for that little eighth grade self and junior high self now, but it just goes to show, like, you know, we can probably all relate. There's seasons we didn't have a lot of self-confidence, and the truth being, as a grown woman today, it's sometimes I see my eighth grade self show up who's highly insecure. Am I wearing the right thing? How do I look? How do I sound? Did I get invited? Did I get included? You know what I'm saying? So this is life work, but I'm here to tell you, like, you can absolutely intentionally change it and create a different experience. So even if you say, Tiff, you know, I've struggled with self-confidence my whole life. I hold a lot of empathy with that. And I'm saying also, as a conscious grown woman, you can say, I'm going to choose to take better care of me. I'm going to have a better relationship with me. That's one of my most important goals being here in Success Academy, is creating space for that. And in doing that, because self-confidence or your relationship with you is the nucleus to your life. It influences how you parent. It influences your willingness to put yourself out there and how much risk you're willing to take and how much you're willing to, you know, share and be seen and vulnerable and all of those great things that make life so juicy has everything to do with this. Let's take a quick inventory on page 5. I want you to rate your self-esteem and confidence on a scale of 1 to 10 with the 3 following areas and categories, with 10 being high, right? So 1 is low, 10 being high. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate currently today? This is just a great thing to document for yourself to then see how it grows in the next 8 weeks. But on that scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate currently your overall sense of self-esteem? And go ahead and put that down. If you've got your workbook in front of you, you can do it right there in your workbook. You might be taking notes with a journal or notebook. That's fine too. But your overall sense of just self-esteem. Second category is your current confidence in your product or service that you're representing, that you sell. Now, some of you might be corporate employed and you work for someone else, and you might have a side hustle that you're growing, maybe in a direct sales company or growing a coaching or real estate business. So if you have more than one, I want you to rate each one separately. If the product or service you represent on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate that for yourself? And finally, number 3, your current confidence level with sales or selling. Again, you're not here to perform or have to, like, seem more confident or whatever that you might be or have the right answers. Just ask your gut. And you might be really confident with this already. And you might be not confident at all or somewhere in the middle. But I'd like you just to have this in your own notes to see where we start and then where we end with how confidence and esteem shows up for you. Go on to page 6 for me in your Success Academy binder. As we look at the attributes of success, there's a quote there by Tony Robbins that says, success leaves clues. And when we study success, right, we study the different attributes and we study self-confidence and we look at those who are achievers and creation and so forth, we look at high performance, right? And every one of you can say, I am a high performer, or I choose, or I'm becoming one, but that's really just a choice. It's not something someone's going to give you a certificate and say, hey, this is you, and this is you, and this is you. It's you get to choose into this. But there's a few attributes in studying success and looking again at success like an ingredient list. What are some of the ingredients that create success? And that's this entire course. Each week, we're going to look at a different principle that influences your success. But here's 3 attributes I like to identify right out of the gate, just as things to focus on together, of moving that needle and influencing your success as well. But high performers, number 1, have unusual crystal clear clarity about their purpose, mission, vision, and goals. Dropping into, like, even asking yourself today, what do I want? And what do I want to create today or this week? What am I focused on personally and professionally? On deck for next week, week 2, we do a deep dive with vision, mission, purpose, and goals. Goal setting, visioning, and some tactics and strategies to help you do so, to come into more clarity. That might be for some of you that say, Tiff, that's part of why I'm here, is I need help or support getting more clear. I'm not as clear, and it feels a little fuzzy for me. But moving towards that clarity absolutely aligns us to that success and to that high performance. Number 2, high performance have developed powerful success habits or disciplines of success. that habits equal results. Write that down for me in your notes. So some of the things you're going to be hearing about and we're going to work on together in this series is developing and cultivating certain success habits, right? It's having the habits, having what I like to call progress-oriented goals or effort-based goals where you're focusing on the effort. Yes, I want you to have a vision board and clear outcomes and things like that, the desires and the goals, but then to have effort-based investments, those powerful success habits, like, again, a morning ritual, fitness, how you nourish your network and show up in relationships makes a big, powerful difference. Number three is the mindset and the choice to take 100% responsibility for our results and become or choosing to become action-oriented. There's technically a two-for-one there on number three. We're talking about this. Some of you have already started into your reading with the success principles, and if not, no worries, but one of your assignments is to read success principle number one in the Jack Canfield material, and he's talking about this very concept to take 100% responsibility for your results. Now, there's a whole lot in life you can't control, right? You can't control other people. You can't control the weather, economy, politics. You can influence all of those things. You can influence other people, politics, economies, the weather. You can influence them, but really we can't, quote, control them. But we are responsible. We take responsibility for the quality of our lives and the results that we're producing and that we choose in to be action-oriented. Again, not about perfection, but about our willingness to take more action. Let's go on to page 7. What are we responsible for? Right? Because as I just said, there's a lot we're not. There's a lot you can't control. You wish you could. But the reality is there's a lot we can't control. We control how we show up. Write that for me in your notes. I control how I show up in a relationship, online, right, in your sense of self-care and your businesses. But the three things we are responsible for, number one, are the thoughts we think. Your thoughts are powerful. They're like little seeds. But I don't want you to become hypersensitive to every thought you think. Like a seed has to be watered and nourished, fertilized, and given that sunlight to grow. And like our thoughts, if we keep focusing on them, that's like what we're watering, right? What you water grows. It's just becoming aware consciously to say, I'm going to think thoughts. Like right now, I want you to think the thought, life is working in my favor. Take a deep breath into that thought. Life is working in my favor. Great things are in store for me. I allow myself to receive. Number two, the images that you see. Your mind is a little movie maker. It sees in pictures. Right now, I want you to see a bright, beautiful, juicy lemon or a red balloon or white, fluffy cloud in the sky. Right? Immediately, your mind sees in pictures and images. So sometimes it's choosing in, like next week, we'll talk about visualization and choosing to play the movie of what you're consciously creating. That's a powerful success habit, visualization is. We'll be talking about next week. But number three as well, the actions that we take. So again, you're not responsible for everything. You're sure not. You're not the manager of the universe, but being responsible for you to say the thoughts I'm thinking, the images I'm seeing, which both those things produce feelings and emotions, the actions that we take or not take, we're also responsible for that too, right? Becoming conscious of that. But it's becoming just simply aware again. It's like, hey, I'm choosing in to take better care of me. I'm choosing to perform at a higher capacity or a more fully alive, activated experience within my own life. I'm going to choose into that. You can also see on page 7, one of the most powerful life formulas I've ever been exposed to comes from Jack's work in Principle 1. He's quoting a psychologist that he knows there with this formula that event plus response equals outcome, that we are response-able, that there are various events that happen, and we get to choose how we respond to those events, and they determine the outcome, right? Whether those events we perceive as positive or negative, we still have the power to choose, power of choice always of how am I going to choose to respond to this event, to this experience, and to what's taking place in this way. Let's go on to page 8. We're going to be on page 8, 9, and 10 as we talk about three specific habits, success habits that you're going to begin living today, that will help you in the nourishment of building a solid sense of self-confidence and deeper roots with self-trust, and having more of that energy flow, that high vibe energy that moves you into a space that helps you in the creation of what you desire, right? Again, you're the vessel. We want to invest in that vessel. You're the power plant of your own life. And choosing to say, okay, I'm going to nourish this as one of these success habits. Put me into higher states of high performance. Help me have that self-confidence, that energetic influence, that as the way I'm showing up with my home and my family, my relationships, my work, my business, my finances, that all of those things directly come back to that. So these three habits we're going to look at, number one on page 8, is the power of having a morning ritual. Write this for me in your notes. The way you start your day shapes your day, and your days become your weeks and months and years and really your life. But starting your day with intention, will you please put the word intention in big bold letters in your notes? Because that's really, when I think about Success Academy, one of the foundational messages here is intentional living. It's to be more intentional, or as Stephen Covey would say, from the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he'd say to be proactive versus reactive. It's to start your day proactively, where you make a deposit, where you meet with yourself. I remember hearing a pastor once say, you want to meet with God before you meet with the world. And whether you believe in God or not, or the universe, or yourself, or higher self, or Buddha, or Jesus, and however that supports you, but to meet and to do some nourishment first with you, you're proactive about the way you start your day versus reactive, starting your day on your technology, on someone else's agenda. The minute you touch that cell phone, right, the minute we're on that cell phone, and we're in our text, we're in our email, we're on our apps, we're on the agenda of someone else. And that's not wrong. I love technology. I love being connected. I love text. I love Instagram and connection with people, as long as my technology is on a leash. Does that make sense? And that I own it versus it owns me. And so all too often, humans are starting their day and they're immediately in mom and dad role, right? They're immediately in parenting role. Or they're immediately on their technology, often even still laying in bed, scrolling, responding to emails, or checking out the news. I want you to start your day with intention. And at least the first 10 minutes of your day, what I call the sacred 10, you want to write that down. So I'm not saying you've got to commit to, sometimes people call this habit the power hour, right? I've heard that many times. But that indicates it's a full hour. Versus a morning ritual might be 10 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. But that you're committed to at least that sacred 10, the first 10 minutes of your day upon waking, that you're in some kind of prayer, meditation, reading, listening, moving your body, some yoga, a gratitude list, but you're doing something that's nourishing. That's the discernment, love. Does this nourish me? Because we can all eat a lot of empty calories, so to speak, right? Like scrolling social media at times can be empty calories. But I want you to nourish yourself first thing in the day. Now, a good morning ritual has 3 components. And some days mine has all 3, some days it does not. But I'll tell you, the first 2 always happen, even if it's, you know, again, 7, 8, 10 minutes in length. And some mornings like today, a little more time, and we do all 3. But the first category is spiritual. And whatever spiritual means to you, and you can see there on your notes in your workbook on page 8, there's, you know, some space there underneath that category, subcategory, that you can write out what would help you feel nourished spiritually. And for you, that might be prayer, Bible study. That might be meditation, gratitude listing. That might be singing. For some of you might say spiritually, I do feel spiritual to move my body, and I'm doing physical and spiritual together. I get it. But just asking yourself what nourishes you spiritually, and that you start your day again nourishing that spirit. Secondly is the mindset. And mindset, so I look at spiritual is all about connection, connection to a higher power or a higher purpose. But we're getting grounded first thing in those higher power principles. And number 2, mindset is about possibilities, and that you nourish your mindset, like me listening to the success principles on my own run today. Right. But before I even got out of bed, and I'd read from a book called The Slight Edge, right? I'd done some spiritual reading and read from The Slight Edge. And then as I got up and on a run, continued listening to some content. I do that not every time, but sometimes I do. But mindset for you is reading something of nourishment, listening. Maybe there's some great podcasts you just love, that nourish your mindset. That might be reviewing your business goals or looking at your vision board, visualization. Number three category, pretty explanatory, something physical that nourishes you physically. That might be a walk or a run or a yoga class. That might also be that you're saying, hey, I'm just simply leaning into, I'm going to do a series of sit-ups. Right now, a girlfriend and I are checking in every day. We're doing 100 sit-ups a day, sometimes in the morning and evening. But you know what I'm saying is you might say, okay, I don't have time first thing. My day starts real early. But I am going to do, you know, a series of some push-ups, stretches, or sit-ups, or something like that, whatever that might look like for you. So the ideal one, of course, is going to look at all three. But many days, I don't do the physical first thing in the morning. There are various things coming up, but I'll do my spiritual and my mental nourishment. And then later in the day, I'll go on a walk or a jog or go to a yoga class in the evening, right? It's looking at that. But your morning ritual, this gets to be determined by you. I'm giving you some guidelines, but it isn't a, hey, this is the only way to do this. For some of you, you might say, hey, for me, having a cup of coffee on my porch, watching the sunrise and just breathing and being present to watching the world wake up is the way that I start my day. And that really nourishes me. Or for some of you, again, it might be doing a formal meditation or a really legit sweat session workout. I'm just asking whatever amount of time, I'm saying at least sacred 10, the first 10 minutes, to what activities, entirely up to you. The discernment there, though, is it nourishes you, body, mind, heart, or spirit. You're putting nourishment first thing in your day. Again, the way that you start your day absolutely shapes your day. Now, some mornings we get up, we forget, or our kid was up sick in the night or something like that or whatever, and then we go, oops. And some of you might say, yeah, I've got, you know, young babes, I've got a newborn, right? Their sleep schedule is things. I get it. So, again, this isn't about perfect, is it? It's just about committed, where for me, some days I get up and I read from a daily devotional book and maybe I got to get going and moving. So I haven't done a ton of nourishment. And later in the day, I'll listen to a podcast, right? Or go for that walk or run later in the day or do some gratitude journaling at night. I get it, but not every day that we have to do this whole feast in the morning. I'm just asking that you nourish yourself first thing in the day. That's habit number one that begins today. Right now, I realize we're already meeting. You might say, well, my day is already off and going. Totally get it. But I'm going to invite you to do some kind of nourishing activity before you go to bed tonight. Some kind of reading. If you didn't do a morning ritual already today, that you get a little nourishment in as well. The second habit that I'm going to invite you to choose into and practicing to take on what's called the 30-day challenge with this is with the mirror work and the mirror exercise. This is one of the most palpable, potent, influential pieces of how you start crossing the bridge, how you start going from just hoping and wishing to having greater self-confidence to really creating a stronger sense and body of work with this sense of self-esteem. And this mirror work I did learn from Jack. I've heard Louise Hay teach it and other, you know, spiritual or personal growth teachers. But the mirror work involves that, a mirror. And as you're near in front of a mirror, like a mirror bathroom mirror, could be your rear view mirror, right, a handheld mirror, you name it. But as you're eye to eye with yourself in a mirror, right, which immediately invites intimacy. Some of you fell in love making eye contact across the room with your sweetheart. You saw each other as eye contact. Eye contact is intimate, which is also why sometimes intimacy then feels like vulnerability. And so for some of you, as you approach doing this exercise, some of you are going to love it. Some of you are going to have some nerves or hesitation or resistance or want to avoid it. Some of you might laugh. Some of you might cry. Some of you might not feel anything at all. And that's totally normal. I'm just normalizing that whatever emotional experience you have with this is indeed normal, because it just might be different. It's although while we often get ready in front of a mirror, we put on makeup perhaps or shave or do our hair or whatnot, the reality is that often we're not seeing ourselves. We're going to be dropping in to see ourselves. And as you do this, there's three parts to a mirror exercise, and this might be 30 seconds, love, right? Again, there's no length of time on this. Might be 30 seconds, might be 3 minutes. You might be there for a 20-minute dialogue, entirely up to you. But a mirror exercise has three components. Number one is you acknowledge your wins and victories of the day. You acknowledge yourself. You see yourself, right? We all love to be appreciated and to be recognized. Now, some of you don't appreciate that happening publicly. I get you. But the reality is, Mother Teresa, I remember, once said this, or she's at least attributed or quoted as saying this, that she says there's a deeper hunger in the world for appreciation and recognition than there is for bread. And I just want to give some space to that, is to give yourself the love that you crave, to appreciate yourself, to invest in yourself, to acknowledge those wins and those victories. So some people, clients do this in the evening, some in the morning, some in the afternoon. You can do it whenever you choose to, but acknowledge your wins and victories, right? You might say, hey, I'm really proud of you for joining Success Academy, for choosing to grow. Hey, I'm proud of you for standing here trying something new. Or I'm proud of you for going on that run this morning or eating that healthy lunch. Or I'm proud of you for cleaning up that energy that was off in that relationship. Or I'm proud of you for doing this project or launching this thing or being courageous or reading that book or whatever it might be, right? But acknowledging yourself for some of your wins and victories of the day or of the last, say, 24 hours. Number two is to verbalize affirmations. An affirmation is simply a chosen belief. It's to firm up in yourself or to firm up in your life. Like an affirmation is, what do you want to firm up in yourself or in your beliefs or in your life? And there's five universal ones. You can add as many as you'd like, but there's five universal ones I'd like you to practice in this 30-day challenge. If you want to write these down on a handwritten note or like a 3x5 card put on your bathroom mirror, great. I also have this in a really pretty font, but if you want this, I can post it in our Facebook group where you can see it. I will put that out right now on my desk because I have these in printed copy we sometimes give out at live events. I will put that in our Facebook group. But these five core universal affirmations, as you're, again, eye to eye, you say to yourself, I am enough. If you would prefer to say you are enough, as you're seeing yourself, you are enough. I am enough. Number two, I am worthy and deserving. Number three, I forgive myself, or I forgive you. Now, here's the thing, loves, if that feels too strong, right? Some of this work is going to bring up some emotion for some of you. Totally normal. If that feels too strong and say, I don't forgive myself yet for that thing, that bankruptcy, that relationship thing, that issue, that whatever, then maybe you practice it saying, I'm learning to forgive myself. Same thing with, I trust you, or I trust myself. I'm learning to trust myself if that feels too strong. And number five is, I allow myself to receive. Oh my gosh, that is so potent. So potent. And it's where some of you, you're not even aware that's the bridge we need right now. Is you're saying it's an allowing to receive. We understand giving, but receiving is just as important in your spiritual evolution, right? It's the masculine and feminine. It's the yin yang, is giving and receiving. Most of you are probably really confident or at least more comfortable with your giving, not as comfortable with receiving, whether it's receiving a compliment. If you're struggling to receive a compliment, love, we need to massage that, because if that's a challenge, receiving a new leader in your business or a promotion is going to be a challenge too, right? So we're just practicing and giving ourselves permission. It's a permission statement. I allow myself to receive. So again, as you're eye to eye, you acknowledge wins and victories, you say those five affirmations, I am enough, I am worthy and deserving, I forgive you, I trust you, I allow myself to receive. Here's the thing, you may not feel those things, right? You might say, Tiff, I don't feel worthy and deserving. I'm with you, friend. There's plenty of times I don't feel it either. But we're choosing, this is again, chosen beliefs that we're nurturing. And then we end the mirror exercise, the third component is, I love you. Again, eye to eye, giving that yourself that love. I love you. I see you. I honor you. I'm proud of you. If you want to add any other affirmation, sometimes people will add something. If, for instance, if they're in direct sales, they might say, I am a diamond, or I'm a senior this, or I am a platinum, or I'm a presidential, or, you know, again, this is direct from direct sales language as they rank advance. Or you might say, I'm a senior vice president if you're in the corporate world. Right? Or you might say, I'm a CEO of, or I'm doing this, or I'm a published author, or I'm healthy and fit, or I'm strong. You know, again, any other affirmations you want to add to this, please do so. Now, prior or previous clients, some of them have written them with like a whiteboard marker on their mirror. Some of them at times, this always makes me cry, that they'll send me images of their children doing the mirror exercise, of seeing themselves and giving themselves such beautiful affirmative words. You see the power and potency of this? So, so rich. It's also okay if you have some nerves or or anything come up with it too, because it's intimacy. But again, you're here to grow love. You're not hiring me so your life looks the exact same in 60 days. You're hiring me so you're healthier, happier, more comfortable, confident. You have more sales, more opportunities and income. And one of the ways we get here is this is one of the most powerful things you can do for your own sense of self-work. I'm not asking you to do it forever, but I am asking for 30 days straight. So if you're 4 days in and then you forget to do it, oops, no biggie. You're learning something new. We just recommit and recommit to 30 days in a row. 30-day challenge. You might want to put a reminder in your cell phone or on a post-it note in your bathroom mirror. Now, if you're saying, this is a little awkward, I don't want my family to know I'm doing this for, I get it. Maybe you do it in your car, your rearview mirror, right? You want to know what's right and best for you. But that's success habit number two. And finally, success habit number three that we begin this week together is the creation and living into your own joy list. On page 10, you can see at the top there, it says my joy list. If you don't have your workbook in front of you, if you want to write this down and draw a line right down the center, and come up with 12 things on one side, on the left-hand side, and 12 things on the right-hand side. And we're going to work towards this. When I first was given the assignment by one of my very first life coaches to create a happy list, I call it a joy list, same concept. I only had like 3 or 4 things on my list left. You know, it took some time to nourish that and to get there. But on the left-hand side, it says cost money, and on the right-hand side, free. Or doesn't cost money. But you start creating a list of what are the things that bring you joy. You start to capture them. And you might say, gosh, I love getting a fresh manicure or pedicure, going for a run, watching the sunset, gardening, baking, pottery, golf, sports, time with my kids or grandkids, reading. You see what I'm saying? Travel, shopping, you name it. Some things cost money, some things don't. But there are things that bring you joy, and you just start paying more attention to what brings me joy and giving yourself that experience that you're going to say, okay, but joy, remember when we said everything's energy? Joy is one of the most magnetic, sexy energies around, right? We love being around happy people. You may have heard of a book called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor, based off a body of research. He taught this at Harvard University, to date the most attended class on that campus, of studying what makes people happy and the happiness advantage. Happier people are more successful. You want to write that for me in your notes. It's a simple equation, is that research supports that happier people are more successful. Now, it doesn't support, the research doesn't go backwards with that equation, that successful people are necessarily happier. But you being happier is a big part of, I mean, it's the point of life, love, and that you have more joy and you have more happiness. But the happier you are, likely the more patience you have. And you have more patience in your parenting. The happier you are, the more probably playful you are and connected you are to your sweetheart or your spouse. But the happier you are, the more likelihood that you're going to be invited into different projects or groups or opportunities. Because, again, it's energy. It's sexy. It's magnetic. Now, no one's happy 24/7. Trust me, I'm human, too. And there are times where I'm in a funk or I'm in a bad mood or I need to just crawl in bed with some Netflix and Ben and Jerry's. You know what I'm saying? That's self-care too sometimes. But it is being committed to say, hey, this is my one life. This is it, love. This is your life. And being invested in to say, I'm going to invest in my own joy. So one of your assignments moving forward for yourself to be accountable to and share with your accountability partner, if you choose that, is that you invest in at least 1 hour. This is minimal. 1 hour a week. That's solely just for your own joy. Again, whether you go get a pedicure, a massage, you watch a movie or read for fun, you go on a hike, you do some kind of craft or sport that really speaks to you. Ideally, you do more than that, right? Ideally, there's 15, 20 minutes a day where you're doing something, whether it's a hot soak or something of that nature, but that brings you joy. It's one of the most powerful things you can do for your own mental, emotional, and, of course, the carryover to your physical health. But this is all energy. That's what I'm wanting you to see and connect the dots around. It's all energy. And so being committed to your joy is being committed to your success. Sometimes when I coach with people, and again, I attract a lot of these, hey, we're hustlers, movers, and shakers, make things happen. Great. Let's play a little more. I'm like, what? No, as your coach, you are assigned, you and your husband, you're going to go go on a staycation and overnight, hire a sitter, you two need to go play. Or a lot of times for themselves, hey, yeah, I want you to go book a massage. Hey, well, I've got all the stuff to produce. I get it, but I want you to do the things that help nourish you and bring you back to an energy source that where you're going to create and attract and magnify from. Right? It's being committed to your own joy is one of the most powerful things you can do for your own success. Now, we're looking at this concept, right, in this conversation, success leaves clues. They're like ingredients that we're investing in and that we're nourishing and that we're saying, okay, we're adding more of these ingredients. So, again, moving forward, we're going to be working on these three habits every single week over the next 8 weeks and help them become more familiar to you, not perfect, but committed to making progress with your morning ritual. You're going to start your day with intention. If you're really quick to grab that cell phone, maybe put a post-it note on it the next few days to just help you get in the habit to be like, that's right, nope. I'm moving into starting my day with intention. You might want to put your plane on airplane mode so none of your data, you can see it when you first wake up if you're using your cell phone as your alarm. Or again, having that note there has helped me many times. Just turn my alarm off, put my phone face down, I'm into my prayer and reading life and moving in that direction. But you're going to start your day with more intention. Secondly, it's with mirror work. We're going to hold space to see ourselves and nourish ourselves, affirm ourselves. And number three, we're going to invest in our own joy. Right now, sometimes joy involves other people. We love to do things with friends or kids or grandkids or significant others. I get that. Do those too. But I also invite you to be open to doing a few things that are just for you, for you, by you. And maybe no one ever knows. I regularly, one of the things on my own joy list is I love fresh flowers in my home. And I often will pick up a bundle of flowers at, say, Trader Joe's or Costco when I'm out grocery shopping or running an errand. Sometimes I love Farm Girl flowers. Do you guys know them on Instagram? A couple of weeks ago, they had this beautiful bouquet of ranunculus. I love ranunculus. I love peonies. And they're now right in season. And I just ordered myself, I love these Farm Girl flowers. I ordered myself a box of flowers. I didn't know. They said, oh, we'll be here somewhere in the next 7 to 10 days. So I didn't know when they were going to show up. And it was so fun. And they were there in my kitchen for over a week. And every time I saw them, there was almost like this little wink, wink, like, I got you, girl. I see you, beauty. Right? It's to become your own best friend. And as cheesy as that might sound, love, you know, that sounds like a cute little Hallmark greeting, doesn't it? But truly, it's like you're the one companion guaranteed to travel this life path with. It's you. And while, yes, I love rich relationships with others, one of the ways we increase a richer relationship with others is we have one with ourselves, where we come to relationship more full than starved because we've been filling our own cup. And as we do that, as we live that, you have so much more personal power. Do you get that connection? Personal power. Self-care leads to self-confidence. That leads to self-trust. And the more you trust yourself, the more you're willing to share, shine, grow, be seen, magnify, attract what you desire into your life. All connected. So even though self-care gets all this press right now, it's really about self-care deepening a sense of self-confidence, self-esteem, leading into deeper self-trust. And therefore, as you move through life and the choices and the things you're doing, you have so much more positive influence. I'm so thrilled you're part of this group. You're here at the right exact time of your life and in this season to plant some new seeds, to come into greater alignment with yourself, with these habits. On tap for the weeks to come, we're going to be looking at goals and goal setting next week. Week 3 into time management, productivity. Week 4 into nourishing your network. I was at an incredible high-value event on Saturday that a dear friend of my network invited me to, invite only. And there were people flying in from all over the U.S., some pretty incredible things they're up to in the world, right? Is the power of nourishing that network. We're going to talk about that and how you're often just one connection away to a real massive opening, a flood of experiences. Week 5, we're going to talk about your branding and your messaging. And week 6, looking at publicity and how to grow your marketing, things like social media and events and affiliate marketing and so forth. Week 7, we look at your sales funnel, how to create consistent lead flow for yourself. And week 8, how to close more sales with the 5 gates of closing sales. Understand, though, that we can talk about any of these topics anytime you want. Our weekly Wednesday Q&A sessions, I invite you to come be there live if at all possible. I understand some weeks you might not be there live and you might have a question and definitely welcome to post any questions you have in our Facebook group that you want me to address on the live call, or in the interim, you can put them in our Facebook group. But I'm so thrilled that you're here. We have an incredible journey in store. I'm so looking forward to holding this space for you and with you as you choose to grow and to nourish these habits and these principles. Enjoy your assignments this week. If you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out to me. You're also always welcome if there's anything up for you technology-wise. Or again, if you want that accountability partner, you can reach out to Heather. She's my right hand, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. She's a great resource and support as you go through your course as well. Have a great rest of your Monday, my love, and I look forward to talking and connecting with you guys on Wednesday. Thanks, everyone.